New Genesis Wrestling. Did you miss me? Because the diamond didn't miss you? But it's okay. I'll see y'all next week at Madness and Mayhem when I go one-on-one against Big Sid Holland. See, I know, man, you a hoss. You a big guy, man. They be chanting out every time you come out to the ring. Sid's gonna kill you. Sid's gonna kill you. Hey, that's fine. Because there's a reason that Playboy wanted me, the Diamond Marco Hendricks, in PYT. And it's not because of my awesome physique. It's not because of this handsome smile right here. It's because I'm the baddest man in the game. And see, Sid, I'ma beat you real, real bad. Super bad. Michael Jackson bad. I'ma beat you so bad, you're gonna be crying to your mama, talking about, mommy, mommy, please don't let the big bad diamond get me. But the thing is, Sid, your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. Your grandpa, your uncles, those stupid fans in Muskoka, Illinois cannot save you next week at Madness and Mayhem when the diamond leaves you in a wreck. Woo! I can't wait, baby.
Some big words from the Diamond, Marco Hendricks, yeah, to kick off EGW High Voltage. Hello, everyone. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. Scott, we are in the single digits.
Yes, I know. 9 days away from Madness and Mayhem. And, you know,
after
that video, I mean, you know, Marco Hendricks is coming for a fight, and he is coming for Sid Holland, and he's looking for that. He's looking not only to take that defeat away from Sid Holland, but also to walk away with the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, Marco Hendricks looking to, as Playboy Double H said, kick off the year of PYT. And not only that, but we will also be seeing the return of Shaza McKenzie versus the lovely Miss Larkin in the second round for the qualifier for the brand new NGW Women's Championship.
Yep.
And we are also going to be having Dexter Roswell facing off against Mickey Midas for the second time. These two faced off at Endless Winter. Dexter got a roll-up win. Mickey looking to make it right in his book. And we will also be having Preacher taking on Logan Ridge. Preacher making his first ever defense of the NGW Lightning Division Championship after just grabbing it right out of TJ Kellis's hands.
Yep, and these two met for that cash-in for that Lightning Division Championship, the right to fight. You know, this time now they're facing each other, and it is for that Lightning Division Championship.
And, of course, for the first time, for the last time, Pretty Boy Floyd's final match against the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz. Pretty Boy Floyd looking to end his career in NGW with his hand held high, and Ricky Cruz looking for him to end it with his back on the mat.
I mean, this is going to be a phenomenal match. I mean, these two have legendary careers. You've been traveling all over this place for many, many years, but this is the first time they're locking up one-on-one, and they're doing an NGW, but like you said, it is the last time for Pretty Boy Floyd inside the square circle.
And of course, got to have a little bit of mayhem in a show called Madness and Mayhem, and we are going to be having the tables, ladders, and chairs match for the NGW Tag Team Championship. The Great Heathen Army with all three members versus the Fam versus TNT.
I mean, this match, I mean, you know, how this match started, you know, it looked like the Fam at Endless Winter looked like the Fam was inches away from reclaiming those NGW Tag Team titles, but the Great Heathen Army had other plans, interjected the match. Match was made. TLC. I mean, you know, we spoke to the Fam and we spoke to the Great Heathen Army, and they're both ready for this match.
And of course, I'm already seeing in the comments everybody's wanting Tobias.
Yeah.
But as announced earlier this week on the NGW Facebook page, Playboy Double H has vowed that PYT will be in attendance. Playboy is not very happy that he does not have a match at Madness and Mayhem.
Yeah. Him and Tobias do not have a match. And they are not very happy with Playboy having that right to fight for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. He thinks he deserves to be on that card, and he's not very happy that NGW has passed him up on this show.
And as announced earlier today on NGW's Facebook page, tonight here on NGW High Voltage, we have some some breaking news, an announcement by NGW co-CEO Phoenix Quinn. Let's bring Phoenix Quinn on. Hello.
Hi, Phoenix. Guys. Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi. That is a correct greeting, yeah, sir.
You're good. How are you?
Yeah,
I'm doing good. You are my favorite co-CEO of New Genesis. I just want you to know that.
That's only because I'm the one that pays you.
Yeah, that is.
Speaking of which, Scott's convinced that your announcement tonight is he's getting a pay
See,
raise.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was like. That's the only reason why I think you can come on is, you know, to give me a raise, you know.
Well, one, since I am co-CEO, I can generally do whatever I want. Two, I told you to look in your email for your pay raise requirements. You have not fulfilled them.
Did you look at your email? Did it go to spam?
I don't know. Did it?
I don't know.
Anyway, figure out your email situation and then we'll talk later. That is not my announcement. So my announcement, gentlemen, is since I announced that we were doing the tournament to crown the very first NGW women's champion, I decided to unveil the women's belt for that championship at the show.
I mean, I've already been stronger twice.
Okay.
You know, both Scott and I have been absolutely waiting to get our eyes on this brand new championship.
And to that comment, because I see it, Playboy is mad that he does not have a match. However, if he would check his email as well, he would know what his plan is for the next show. Because I do run the show and I do pay everybody. So PYT can hush. My plan is to unveil the women's championship belt because, one, I think it's very cool. The person I had ordering it did a very good job on it. And also you need to know what you're fighting for. I mean, the accolades are one thing, but it's different when you have a tangible item that you can see that you are fighting for, and I think that that's deserving.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to. I think we all know the real secret reason why you want to unveil it is you want a picture of yourself, courtesy of the camera.
Of course, of course. So my goal is to have, as a CEO, and because I think the belts are very cool. So far, I have a picture with every belt, I think, except for tag. But I unveiled the Lightning Division. I have unveiled a couple of belts at a couple different promotions that I was visiting. No, Donde, you cannot deliver the belt.
Donde has been messaging me all week saying that he needs me to go somewhere with him this weekend.
He may not. He does not touch that belt. But I do think that unveiling the belt gives it a little bit of it's a realness of the tournament that you're actually in, that the women are fighting for, because they've done a great job so far, and I can't wait for the next match.
And I absolutely can't wait to see it, and we have an announcement flyer here, Phoenix, to unveil the NGW Women's Championship belt Saturday, March 15th. At Madness and Mayhem. Phoenix,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on, joining us tonight with this major announcement. And I can't wait, just 9 days away.
I will see you guys in 9 days. You guys have a good night.
All right, thank you.
So I found the email that she was talking about, my requirement to get my raise, and I'm not getting a raise. Too much work.
Well, that's fantastic. I can't wait to see the unveiling of that new belt. We keep getting messages in the chat here. Everybody is absolutely clamoring for our guest tonight.
Yep.
The one, the only, Tobias Storm, NGW's 2024 Men's Wrestler of the Year, the second ever and youngest Lightning Division Champion, IWA Productions Light Heavyweight Championship twice, KCXW Heavyweight Champion and Season of Excellence Champion, TSW Tag Team Champion, SMSW Frontier Champion, proud brand new member of TYT, and pound for pound, the strongest wrestler in the Midwest. Couple fun facts about Tobias. Tobias is a two-time college All-American in wrestling, and he was his prom king. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show our guest tonight, the one, the only, Tobias Storm.
Oh, it's me, Pretty Young Tobias. What's up?
Tobias, you got to do the thing.
What thing?
Tobias!
You don't pay me enough to do that one, buddy. That's real crazy that you think that I was going to do that for free.
Didn't Halber send you the check?
I also didn't check my email. But what I will say is you guys started the show off great because that promo by LL Cool D over there, Diamond looks amazing. PYT is definitely going to take over 2025. I'm excited for it. Hey! Thank you, Kenny. I'll go ahead and say it for you. So I appreciate you, Kenny. I'm your biggest fan. Go on. This is where you guys ask me stuff, and I tell you how great I am.
You know,
Tobias, to start off, I wanted to delve a little bit more into one of your fun facts, and that is that you – Tom King, look at that fresh-faced young Tobias Storm.
Hey, Don't go through my Facebook again, man.
Oh, how about this one?
Oh, I'm going to block you. Don't go through my Facebook again. That's very strange. But as you can see, I've always been the man. All right. Now I'm just the man in pink. Nothing changed, but the hair got longer. Probably the same height also, actually.
And the main point is that you've been a winner since high school.
I've been a winner my whole life, and it's not stopping now. I mean, and that's what baffles my mind of why we're not on the, why we don't have a match on the show. You're telling me you're 2024 Wrestler of the Year and you're 2023 Wrestler of the Year. Both don't have a match on the show, 2025? Come on now. They're obviously out to get PYT. And I get it. PYT has had some kind of history, some kind of past, yada, yada. But this is PYT 2.0, all right? You guys got the Diamond on there. You guys got Pretty Young Tobias on there. Right now, this PYT is unstoppable. I honestly feel bad for who's ever in the corner against us. It's not going to end well.
Speaking of which, you join PYT at IWA.
Man, I look good doing it too.
You came out and it was a match between Playboy and one of the newest members of PYT, the Diamond Marco Hendricks, going up against Chris Thomas and Ricky Cruz. At the end of the match, PYT was doing a little bit of a beat down there, and you ran in to the ring wielding a chair. You made it seem like you were about to go and unleash some justice of your own against PYT. But no, that's not what you did. You turn around.
Hold on. Hey, my man, just comment that. Chill out before you begin against us. And it would suck that we kick your ass in front of your whole family. So don't comment like that unless you can back it up. Now continue.
And then... when probably one of my favorite moments of the night.
Oh,
your pants off.
Look at that. I want to take a moment to look at the great Look at that great gear. Shout out to my ring gear. My ring gear lady. She puts me on. Shout out to Samantha. She does her thing. Suplex sewing, top notch. That gear was amazing. The crazy part about that is now I got to come at your head because the last IWA show, I wrestled in that gear for the first time, and you weren't there to take pictures because, what, you want to take a personal day? Now, you thought I was going to go through this podcast without bringing up the fact that you disrespected me by not wanting to show up and take pictures of it. Now, the world can't see me in that new gear until New Genesis. That's on you. That's on your hands.
Well, we did have a camera guy that night. We did have a camera guy. You just didn't see him. Donde was there taking pictures.
Donde's not the real camera guy.
Well, that's what he said.
He's not. Donde's an idiot. That's the problem.
I mean, Donde wouldn't be able to get a shot like this showing off your brand new gear. Pretty young Tobias.
Look at that. It's on the butt so you can see it. All right. Now, I get it. You know, I like to think it's the greatest gear ever, but, you know, everybody has opinions. They say opinions are like butts. Everybody has one, but Tobias is the best. And therefore, that is the best gear I've ever seen.
It's right up there. And then, of course, the end of the night.
Oh! With
this wonderful group photo of PYT.
All these people came to my bar mitzvah. I'll tell you that. They're great.
So, let me ask you this. I don't expect to divulge a lot of confidential information, but one of the big questions I'm sure everybody has is, how'd this come about? How did PYT bring you into the fold?
Good question. Scott, you suck. I don't know if you see that, but Kenny also said it, and I agree. It all started with, the real deal dying. Okay, Addison's stupid, obviously. But it all started with the real deal dying, right? It took its time. I obviously was carrying that whole team by myself because, as you can see, I was the only one that had the championship for the longest. So when they died, it was time for me to move on. And what a great time to move on than to do something so revolutionary, you know, something that people will talk about. And I can't help the fact that pink is my color. So what I do? I talked to Playboy. Playboy thought it was a great idea that the best wrestlers in IWA and New Genesis come together as one team, the most unstoppable team there is. Because look up and down that roster. Who on that roster can really come near us in our skill level? Playboy's way of working the whole audience. Marco's explosiveness. Me being the greatest wrestler of all time. Who can really stop us from taking over every company that we go to?
Now, one of the biggest contributions.
No, I asked you. Can you think of a name? No, you cannot. I just want you guys to say you guys can't think of a name. And PYT is the greatest team, the greatest faction you guys have ever seen.
Okay, well, let's talk on that for a minute. So PYT's the greatest thing. How come only one member of PYT has a match at Madness and Mayhem?
That's what we're doing.
I'm just saying the obvious that you and Playboy do not have a match.
And is that not weird? Does it not seem like people are out to get us?
We put on
nothing but banger after banger after banger. We've been in our bag more than a kid on trick or treat. Right? More than the kid in Halloween, right? We've been in our bag. But now we don't have a match. Let me tell you guys a little story. Let me tell you a little story. My third match ever, right, was a tag team match against Beast and Pretty Boy Floyd. Now he has a retirement match. He has a retirement match on March 15th, and I'm not part of it. I'm not the one retiring him when he's the one that started my career. Now, what? Well, come on now. New Genesis obviously doesn't know how to book matches. That's the problem. If you look at me, pretty young Tobias, he's got the look. He can talk. He can wrestle. Why would I not put him in the main event constantly? I'm obviously an idiot. That's the moral to the story. They're dumb.
Well, I mean, one of the people who booked the matches for the show is one of your previous cohorts.
He obviously fell off his wagon. He was the man at a time, but you know, even the greatest got to suffer sometime, and that's just it. You know, he's just suffering. He's suffering from success. It happens when you have too much of it. I mean, it doesn't happen to PYT, but
now this comment up here on the screen from Bo: Tobias phones in his matches like he phones in his merch designs. I have to disagree with that. I absolutely love your Tobias shirt, your Tobias Thank stuff you. Shirt.
Built Bo's Tobias obviously stuff. Here because his parents gave him a 2-letter name. I would be mad at the world also if they couldn't think of more than 2 letters to name me. Good job, Bo. That's awesome. Hope you get far in life. Anyways, my gear is top notch. Built Tobias tough. That's original. Nobody's doing that. And wait till I unveil my new gear. Probably not next week. You guys don't deserve it next week after that comment. But you guys will get it soon. You guys will get it soon.
I can't wait. Are you incorporating some of the PYT pink into it?
Look, buddy, some questions I just can't answer. There's that. But go ahead, ask more. I do like talking about myself a lot. It's fun. It's fun.
So one of, I think you'd mentioned, and we had it in your sheet at the beginning, that you're the NGW 2024 Men's Wrestler of the Year. One of the biggest contributing factors to that, I think, was your incredible run as the NGW Lightning Division Champion.
Man, it was great. You know, it was a great run. You know, I have no complaints other than the fact that I lost it. That was my biggest complaint of the whole run, if I do say so myself. I guess that's the next question, right? You're gonna ask about TJ Kellis and about him beating me, huh?
No, but we can go ahead and talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about it. I gave TJ Kellis the best match of his career. All right,
outstanding match.
Maybe I underestimated him. Maybe I did that. Maybe I thought he wasn't as good as he really is. That's on me. I'll tell you what, next time I get the opportunity to go against him, I'm not holding back. It's known now that TJ Kellis has a win over Tobias Storm. I'll tell you what, that win's not going to age well. When I destroy TJ every chance I get, and what's the point of even facing him now? He lost the belt as soon as he won it.
We got maybe in a comment, TJ was never announced as the winner, so the title never changed hands. Preacher wasted his cash in as not the champ. Tobias is still the champ. That's actually a really interesting point.
You see that Preacher
was never announced as the winner.
Come on now. You see, Preacher would never cash in on me. He knew better. He knew I'll kick his head off like I kicked TJ's head off, like I kicked Logan's head off, like I kicked everyone's head off that I went against. Right? When I hit him with the Tobias kicks molasses, or Tobias kicks molasses, depends how you add, how you say it. That finisher puts out a lot of people, right? I'm kicking their heads off left and right. Every challenger I had, Preacher knew, he knew not to go against me. He went against a guy that was bruised and battered, that barely made it out of that match alive. He went and cashed in on him. I'm the bad guy. I'm the one people boo. But Preacher does something like that? No, man. That doesn't sit right with me. So I'm going to kick his head off, too.
Now, speaking of Preacher.
We are always watching.
Why'd you go and ruin my screen like that?
Scott, did you change the password?
I haven't even changed. No, it's still 1234.
Scott, you can't say it on air.
Oh, hey. It's
good job,
it's
Scott. Good job,
five,
Scott.
5678. I just changed Dios the password. Mio.
Dios mio.
Now, speaking of Preacher, as we were, do you have your sights set on him to regain the NGW Lightning Division Championship, or would you rather take on TJ to get your win back beforehand?
That's a good question. Where do I go next is what you're asking, right? I like that question. I could say me being the youngest and the best looking Lightning Division champion of all time, I could say, you know what, I'm going to go and make it a two-time, right? Be the first ever two-time Lightning Division champion. I can do it, right? I'm a two-time IWA champion. What's this guy say?
Does New Genesis Wrestling would like to set the record straight? Scott is not and has never been in charge of passwords.
Okay. All right. Well, that's understandable. Anyways, so I think right now my main goal is destruction. My main goal is to take over New Genesis, take over IWA. Let them know who PYT is and what we're capable of. What championship I go next? That's up in the air. Again, the light, then the vision champion looks good around my waist. But me and Marco Hendricks are a great duo. And the tag team matches have been going crazy in New Genesis. And it just looks like they need a little more flavor. That's what they need. They have these great teams that haven't been pushed to their fullest potential. You know, and they finally will. They finally will on March 15th. When I tell you one match that I am most excited to see, it's that triple threat tag team ladder match. I love, personally, tag team match has always been my favorite. I love that. And I'm excited to watch that because I want those three teams to just destroy each other. That way, whoever wins knows that PYT is watching and PYT will get those titles soon.
Your buddy Marco, he has an opportunity on March 15th to win the Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship against Sid Holland.
You see that? You see that real quick, though? I'm gonna get to your point. That
Priest, I personally would like to see Pretty Young Tobias versus the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz. I would love to see that, too.
Yeah.
I tell you guys, we were supposed to wrestle before, but he backed out. But, hey, that's nor here nor there. He got scared. That was a... It was a long time ago, but hey, I tell you, I don't care who's gonna be in the corner against me. I would love to face Ricky. Ricky has done so much for Southern Illinois, right? He has done so much for a professional wrestling. But Ricky has never faced somebody like me. LVK that keeps on coming and never faced somebody like me, right? Like I am the most creative wrestler you see. I am, what am I, Scott? Pound for pound, the strongest wrestler in Midwest. And you think that's something, that's some kind of catchphrase? That's just some name that I just found? No, that's a fact. That is a fact. Now, we're done with this. Before I get too heated, let's talk about my boy, Marco Hendricks, the Diamond. He has a chance to do something I couldn't do. He has a chance to beat Sid. I couldn't do it, you know? I don't want to tell Sid this to his face because he's a big head and I can't stand him. But he gave me one of my best matches I ever had when I faced him January last year. It was one of my favorite matches of all time. Sid knows how to bring the best out of any wrestler he goes against. The problem is, when you bring the best out of Marco Hendricks, when you bring the best out of a Diamond, that's not going to end well for Sid. The Diamond is the most explosive, the most pure strength wrestler I've ever seen. When he says he's going to pick you up and he's going to throw you, he means that. Sid, you're great. You had a great career. But the Diamond will throw you. And then he'll pick you up, then he'll throw you again. Then he'll pick you up, then he'll throw you again. Then he'll pick you up, then what's he going to do?
Throw you again.
He's going to throw you again. All right. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Now, you bring up you have previously had a match with Sid Holland. That was last year at NGW Next Level. And you didn't come out on top in that match. But I'm sure you learned quite a few things in facing Sid Holland. Have you been passing along what you learned in that match to Marco Hendricks?
100%. 100%. Like I said, Sid... Though I lost in defeat, I've learned so much. I guess the most humble thing I can say is you learn so much more in defeat than you do in victory. and I learned so much. Then yes, I'm not gonna let Marco Hendricks go in there blindly like I did. He's gonna go in there knowing everything he needs to know about Sid. Sid, I've learned a lot from you, Sid. The biggest thing I learned is Sid taught me what not to do, and that's what I'm gonna teach Marco Hendricks, and that's how Marco Hendricks is gonna get the win.
AJ Wallace, how about the fact Playboy Double H can't beat Sid Holland?
Yeah, tell AJ Wallace to be a grown man and stop using nicknames. Your parents didn't name you AJ. Grow up, put your real name on there. And go on.
Now, you won the Lightning Division Championship in a wonderful match against El Magnifico, which I have to say was one of your top performances, but I do also have to say that at the beginning of the match, you did probably, I would have to say, the most ill-informed thing I've seen you do in the ring so far.
What was that? Oh, I don't
recall. CEO Phoenix Quinn right in the face.
I don't recall that at all. That wasn't me. That obviously wasn't me.
He obviously wasn't very happy with the situation.
Oh man, she had a good time. She just doesn't want to admit that on camera. That's all she is. That's it. March 15th, I got you. Don't worry.
But there is one thing, one of the moves in your moveset that I want to ask you specifically about that I absolutely love when you do. It's unfortunately, every time you do it, Scott has to initiate a five count. And that is this right here.
Oh, yeah.
In the ropes. You're doing a push-up bench kind
press.
Of a
bench press. There you go.
Using the ropes in a bench press. What do you call that maneuver?
Down the list. Like around.
I wanna probably call it a bench press or something. I really don't know. I just know I'm getting my workout in, and the refs constantly ruin that for me. Scott in particular will always try to stop me before the five count even happens, because yeah. I know Scott has been benched in his life, so he always tries to stop me from being great because he can't. That's where I'm at with that. The rope bench is one of my favorite chest day workouts. And I like to have a good chest because I have a great cameraman there taking pictures. The Tobias press is what it's called. Obviously, I just thought on the top of my head, honestly, the Tobias press is what it is. Storm press is good, but I like Tobias. Tobias press one that I also came up with off the top of my head.
That's a fantastic name. We'll get Donde's Rock on here. He has more charisma than this tool. Donde's friend, The Rock, Herman, was actually injured last week, I understand.
Yeah. Bo's crazy because I am living and breathing charisma, and you guys feel it. Bo is just a hater because his parents named him two-letter name. And I understand your frustration. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at your daddy. He named you that. I didn't. I would have named you Bo, you suck. Something longer. But he didn't even just Bo because he gave up on you. Now, I'm going to give up on that conversation that we're having and go back to my best friend, the camera guy.
Oh, I'm sorry you got me laughing a little too hard. Oh, my goodness. Arrow in the comments, one letter short, shy of boo.
Yeah, they hate you, Bo. They hate you, Bo. Gosh.
Oh. But going back to, as you said, you're amazing. Let's look at this picture again here of your amazing chest.
I have this thing on my chest. My senior year of college goes in because I tore my bicep. So that's my chest has actually been, it used to be something I've been most insecure about, but then I became a man and stopped being insecure about things. My torn bicep really messed up my chest. So 2020 through 2023 was really hard. So
So when did that happen? That injury happen?
In college, it happened 2018 in college. I was wrestling, you know, because I was a two-time All-American, because I'm the real effing deal. I was wrestling, beating the brakes off this kid, right? Boom, takedown. Get up, boom, takedown, get up, boom, down, and it popped out. And then after that, I continued to wrestle because I'm a grown man, but I probably shouldn't have done that because I kind of destroyed my chest. So, but yeah, so that's the story on that one. Something that bulk never do, be a man. That's what I was doing. So
one of the things that I'm kind of surprised one of our viewers who is with us every single time, I know I've seen her down in the comments, Dardar, absolutely loves to ask every single guest that we have, how did you get started in wrestling, in professional wrestling?
How did I get started? So I've always liked to watch it. It's always been great to watch my whole life. You know, I watched it with my family and all that. It's always been awesome. In seventh grade, that's why I started wrestling. Because I thought I was going to make the wrestling on TV. It wasn't. It was different, but that's what got me enjoying it. I feel like I've always been a good entertainer, and I always wanted to go to the professional wrestling world. It's something I always wanted to do. I guess I don't have an answer like when it just snapped. I will say 2020 was the year that I said I'm going to stop playing around and actually go for it because the world has stopped and I can't do anything else. So I think that was the biggest year where I said, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. So that's, and then after that, I became, the goat.
I like that. That's great.
Yeah, I got that from saving a kitten from a fire. But that's no here, no there. Anyway, I could wrestle currently or in history, who would it be? That's a tough one because I can easily say Kurt Angle. Because Kurt Angle is one of my all time favorites, but I think I can go a little step further and say probably Mr. Perfect. It's the only one that can probably that can hold a candle to how good I am is probably Mr. Perfect. I think we would have a really good match while I dismantle it.
Perfection versus perfection match. I like it.
It would go wild.
Now, Tobias, you mentioned you and Marco. If you guys and Marco would go after the tag team titles, you know, coming up March 15th, we have a three-team TLC match, Grey Heathen Army versus The Fam versus TNT. If it would be one of those or would be any team, who would you guys like to face?
Me and Marco, our biggest thing that we have alike, that we have in common is we're not scared of anybody. So answer that question, I don't care who wins. I hope the one that wins is the most dominant out of the three. That way, when we destroy them, people know who we are. So the Great Heathen Army, I love them. I love what they can do. I hope they win. That way, when I beat them up, at least I like them. The Fam, I don't like them. They always want to make sure the fans are all liking them and we're all on the same side and play by the rules, and they're lame. If they win, I'm going to beat them up too. Don't get me started on those fools with the championship. So I hope that they survive. They make it through. Because me and Marco, we've been waiting to get our hands on those two fools. And they know exactly who I'm talking about. I hope they're watching. Because me and Marco have been watching y'all too. Now tell Devon I said.
They came in and made a statement in their debut match defeating the Fam for the NGW Tag Team Champions. With a little bit of help from Scott.
Let me backtrack. The Fam is a good tag team. I just don't like them because they always want to be good guys. The Fam is great. They're great people. TNT. I mean, that's their name for a reason, right? They're explosive, right? They come out there and they shake the world up. They put the wrestling company upside down. They're not going to shake up me or Marco. Me or Marco don't get shaken up. Me and Marco do the shaking. And we'll shake those titles off of them anytime.
You know, I would love to see you get into the tag team division, because PYT were the first or second NGW tag team.
They were the first. They were the first. Yes.
Seems like something that PYT would be wanting to reclaim.
And, you know,
I think every championship is what we want to reclaim.
And don't forget that Playboy has that right to fight for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
We want to claim every championship in there. That's what we want to do. Playboy deserves nothing but the best. Me and Marco, same.
I mean, so when we did have Playboy on, he said that 2025 is the year of PYT. And, you know, with adding you and Marco Hendricks, I mean, it seems like you guys are on that path.
Hey, it's and, you know, Playboy is being humble when he said 2025 is going to be our year. No. 2025 to whenever we feel like stopping is going to be the year of PYT. Now, don't get that twisted. All right? Now, Scott, camera guy, Bo, you all three need to know that PYT is not stopping for anybody. We're taking every championship that we can find, and we're going to look good doing it. That's just me letting you guys know how great we are in the most humble way.
I can't agree with you more on the fact that PYT is an absolutely dominant faction in both NGW and IWA productions. Members of PYT have held multiple championships across multiple promotions. And right now, Playboy Double H is the right to fight contract holder for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. It's only a matter of time. Yep. Have you been discussing with him maybe, you know, because up until recently, you would have been on the receiving end of a right to fight contract in regards with Preacher holding the right to fight contract for the Lightning Division Championship. Have you talked with Playboy a little bit about the opposite perspective of what he has about being the target of a right to fight contract as opposed to the holder of the right to fight contract?
Playboy has nothing to worry about. He handles what he handles in the ring, and he has people watching his back. So I just don't think a right to fight thing would really be an issue towards him. They have to get past me. And I don't see that happening at all.
All right. You know, it's in your future.
Which one of y'all got somebody talking in the background? Tell them to shut up.
No, you're wrong.
Riley, tell them to shut up.
Riley, be quiet. Riley,
no. That's not what I said.
No. Oh, I'm getting word that actually PYT was previously on the receiving end of a right to fight contract. That's how they lost the tag titles.
That was PYT 1.0. This is PYT 2.0. We learned from our mistakes, and we're moving on to a better, more glorious future.
So, do you have any specific role within PYT?
What do you want me to say? Like I'm the vice president? What? What kind of question is that? We're all one. We're all one big happy family. I'm just pretty young Tobias. No. My fault. I'm pretty young Tobias, and that's how they address me, and I'm okay with that. We get along just fine. Barbecues every Sunday. Couple Bible studies here and there. We're a great group.
And you know, I still remember the absolute first time that I personally, as the camera guy, saw you in the NGW wrestling ring. Do you remember what that was?
You were, go ahead, explain your emotion when you first saw me. I want to hear it for the first time again.
Well, the first thing that I actually saw of you, and you made a comment of it at the time, was your back because of how you actually come out
What I say? I remember this guy said, my back shots go crazy. Yeah, they do.
Time that I saw you in in the NGW ring was at Eye of the Storm. You have said before is a show that's named after you.
Only right. I get it.
It was you teaming up with Chris Cutler against Savage and Preacher.
Great guy.
And Savage and Preacher got the win of you against you. But the thing that always kind of caught me off guard was that you were the first man in that match for your team going up against Savage. And you had absolutely no hesitation. You just went right up and just started trying to pound away. I mean, got the upper hand of me a little bit, but you had absolutely no fear going up against a man much larger than yourself.
I want to state. My attitude is my attitude, not because I don't respect people. I respect people. It's just that I know who I am, and I'm not scared to put the paws on anybody, if you catch my drift. You know what I'm saying? So win or lose, I'm going to swing first. So that's something that it's always going to be.
That's something that has always stood out to me with you is that you just charge right in. Obviously, you have to have a plan in the back of your head, but you don't wait around.
When that bell
rings, you're ready to go.
I'm always ready. They call me Tobias 2 Ready Storm because I stay ready. All right? Don't forget that. I'm like a bank robber looking at his earnings, right? I'm always in my bag, all right? I'm in my bag, all right? Scott, write that down. That was a good one.
Okay.
All right.
I'll write it down.
Stay up.
Oh, we got Dardar in the comments. PYT for life.
It's wild. You guys see this. People love PYT. PYT is for the people. And so the fact that me or Playboy are not part of the show is baffling. It's baffling, really, because any match you're looking at, Playboy and Pretty Young Tobias being a part of that match will make that match better. It's crazy. It's not happening. It's all right. Uncle Play. Uncle Play got something to say. And when he does, there's no it's worth listening to.
Now, we brought up that you said before that Eye of the Storm. Like, say that's named after you, as your name is Tobias Storm. But I'm not sure if you've catched our show here before. But we do like to play a game with our guests.
Oh, and yeah, I got the last one.
We like to call that game Shock Therapy. Now, the way this game works is I'm going to ask you 3 questions. If you get 2 out of the 3 questions right, you will win a signed poster of the show for one of our viewers. And tonight, you would be playing for Allison Moglen.
Oh, man. Allison, I'm not going to win you anything. But all right.
Well, I fully expect you to go into this with the fervor I like seeing you go into your matches with.
Oh, man. Let's do it. I'm going to punch him in the face.
You know, you've had a NGW show named after you, as you said. Your last name is Storm. So that got me thinking, how much does Tobias Storm know about storms?
Oh, man. Let's do this.
Your first question. What is a tornado? Is it okay. A giant spinning ice cream cone that drops sprinkles on the ground? B, okay. A very angry cloud that forgot its morning coffee. C,
okay.
A spinning column of air that touches both the ground and a storm cloud. Or D, a super fast Tasmanian devil on a rampage.
And this has got me a little nervous. All right, let me Let me take my time and look at these bad boys. Let's see. Tell Dante to get out the way. I can't concentrate. I'm going to have to go on a limb and say, I'm going to say C. I'm going to say C on this one. Hopefully I'm right. Allison's for you.
Spinning column of air that touches both the ground and a storm cloud. That is the correct answer.
I'm so smart. I'm so smart. Scott, you wish you were this smart, don't you?
Sure.
All right, then.
I'm pretty sure that Scott probably thinks that a tornado is a super fast Tasmanian.
No, I thought it was the ice cream that dropped sprinkles.
Of course you did. Ask the next question. Allison, this is for you.
One down. Your next question. What causes lightning?
Oh, God.
Thor playing with his hammer on Earth's Wi-Fi network.
B,
clouds rubbing together like a balloon in your hair.
Wow. C,
a sudden discharge of electricity in the atmosphere. Or D, the sun sneezing really hard.
God. Oh, man. Oh, Allison, this is tough. Tell him to get away from the comments so I can concentrate.
We can't stop Donde.
Oh, he's back again. I'm going to say this one's going to be C also. Hey, throwing out there. I'm going to go C.
C? A sudden discharge of electricity in the atmosphere? It is a sudden discharge of electricity in the atmosphere.
Stop playing with me, Scott. Stop playing with me, Scott.
Well, I would have guessed A, but you know.
I know you would have.
And you have gotten 2 out of 3 correct, so you have won the sign poster for Addison Modglin.
You're lucky, Addison.
But let's see. Can you go for 3 out of 3? We haven't had very many actually get all 3 out of 3 right.
I feel like the third one's going to actually be a question. Let's hear it.
All right. The third question. What is a hurricane called in the Pacific Ocean? A mega swirly of doom. B, a typhoon.
Get him out of here.
A really aggressive fish tornado. Or D, the ocean's way of shaking off excess water.
I'm going to go a really aggressive fish tornado sounds like it's the right answer, but I just feel like you're pulling a fast one. I mean, I'm going to go B on that one.
B, a typhoon? It is a typhoon.
Come on now. You know, that was my uncle. Typhoon and earthquake.
Really?
No, not at all. Why would that be true? What's wrong with you? I make no sense.
Now, Scott, which one did you think was the right answer?
Well, it was that shark tornado, obviously.
I don't think they know the answers.
They made like five movies out of it. Of course, obviously, that's what it was.
That's a very good movie. I really enjoy that one. I'll give you that, Scott. They did make five of them,
not for a reason, so...
100%.
So, Tobias, we know that Phoenix Quinn was on earlier, co-CEO of NGW, and she's probably still watching right now. Do you have a message directly to her or Jason Halbert in regards to PYT not being on the card next week?
This is your guys' first mistake. First mistake, not putting the spotlight on the faction that matters most. This is your guys' first mistake of not showing the world PYT like you're supposed to. Don't get it twisted. We all like to joke and have fun and, you know, have a good time. But at the end of the day, PYT is a group of the baddest, toughest, ass-kicking team that there is. So March 15th, when Playboy talks, you guys better listen. He's got something to say, and we got something to prove.
Okay. Well, March 15th, we know you and Playboy are going to be in Mosquito for Madness and Mayhem. But in the meantime, where can anybody catch you, your next show?
Well, my next show will probably be Not in Muskoda. I was going to say probably in Muskoda, but my next show would actually be in, I think it's Olathe at Fountain City Pro, when Team Double Stuff is wrestling. I love tag team wrestling. It's one of my favorites.
And you also wrestle in Kansas City, correct?
Yeah. April 12th, I think, is their next big show there. If you guys can look up, that's a Saturday, right? April 12th. I want to make sure I get the right date.
Let's see. April 12th. Yep, that's the second Saturday of April.
KCXW Unleashed. Be there because your KCXW champion will be.
Oh, you can't be the strongest wrestler pound for pound in the Midwest unless you're wrestling all over the Midwest.
Let them know. Let them know.
Tobias, I am excited to see what you and Playboy have planned for next week.
I'm excited to show you guys. Not you, Scott. I hate you. But camera guy, bring the camera. Don't take no more sick days. And we will try to be in your good side after that.
I want to thank you very much for joining us here tonight, Tobias. And I wish you all the luck in 2025. And congratulations on being the newest member of PYT. Scott, do you have anything for Tobias before he goes?
No, unfortunately not. But
thank God.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys for having me, especially you, camera guy. Scott, I hate you. Especially you, camera guy. I hope you guys have a great show. I'm going to see you guys March 15th. Just know that before I leave, I want to state that we talked about all these wrestlers that are going to be there and all these great matches that are going to be. I encourage the fans to do show up. New Genesis is putting on a great show. You guys should be there. PYT will be there now, so you have no reason not to be there. You have Uncle Play. You got Playboy going to be there. You got LL Cool D. Marco Hendricks is going to be there, right? And then you got pretty young Tobias! You have no reason not to show up to that show.
Yep. Everybody needs to get their tickets now. ngw.ticketleap.com. I'm sure you get them in advance. So that way you can have your select seating. But thank you again for joining us, Tobias. We will see you next weekend.
Yes, sir. All right. You guys have a good one. Not you, Scott. I hate you.
All right. Well, you know, that was interesting. You know, he said he liked you, but he hates me, but you know.
I take the pictures, Scott. I mean, no. One thing I can honestly say is that I, as the camera guy, have never cost any member of the NGW roster a match.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. He hates me. A lot of people hate me. You know, they can just get in line. You know, it's a long line. So bring a book because you're going to be waiting there a while.
Dardar says to hush because you suck.
She can get in the back of the line too.
Oh, but 9 days away.
Yep.
NGW Madness and Mayhem, Saturday, March 15th, next Saturday at the Lou Civic Center in Muskoda, Illinois. It's going to be an amazing night. We're going to see Playboy Double H has vowed PYT will be in attendance, as we were talking about with Tobias, because they do not currently have a match on the show.
Yeah, the only person is Marco Hendricks has the only match on the show. So, you know, they vowed they will be there, and they said they have an announcement. So we'll just have to wait and see what Playboy WH has, because he does have that. He is the current right to fight holder.
And we'll be seeing the Lightning Division Championship, Logan Ridge versus Preacher. Preacher making his first title defense after claiming the championship off of TJ Kellis, who had just defeated Tobias Storm.
Yep, that one. This one's going to be an interesting match. I mean, these two have faced off together for that right to fight for the Lightning Division. This time it's actually going to be for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yeah, they are absolutely no strangers to each other. Speaking of people who are not strangers to each other, we're going to be having the NGW Heavyweight Championship match between Mickey Midas and Dexter Roswell for their second meeting. They know each other a little bit better now. They've felt each other out. Mickey looking to get a little bit of retribution on Dexter for that roll-up win.
Yep.
And we are also going to be having another new member of PYT, Marco Hendricks, versus Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship. Marco Hendricks looking to kick off the year of PYT by capturing their first bit of gold this year.
I mean, like Tobias said, you know, Marco Hendricks is looking to do something that Tobias couldn't do, and that is defeat Sid Holland. But not only defeat Sid Holland, but walk away with that Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, and then we're going to have the next match in the NGW Women's Qualifying Championship. Shaza McKenzie returning to us, going up against lovely Miss Larkin. And we'll also be seeing, for the first time, the NGW Women's Championship belt is going to be presented by Phoenix Quinn, as announced at the top of the show this evening.
I mean, I think this is going to make that tournament even better now that we're in the second round or second match of the tournament. Once they actually get to see what the belt they're actually fighting for, once they actually get to get a glimpse of the new NGW Women's Championship, it's going to make it so much better, these matches, because now they can actually see what title they're fighting for.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see it. Every single New Genesis Wrestling title looks absolutely beautiful, and I'm sure this is going to carry on that tradition.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And we're also going to be seeing, for the first time, for the last time, the Freak Pretty Boy Floyd's final match against Ricky Cruz, the King of Chaos.
Yeah, Pretty Boy Floyd is ending his career in NGW, and it's against somebody that he has never faced one-on-one, Ricky Cruz. And with these two legends, you know, their long, illustrious career have never faced off. This will be the first time, but unfortunately, like you said, it is for the last time for Pretty Boy Floyd.
And the match that I think everybody's looking forward to, for the NGW Tag Team Championships, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, the Great Heathen Army, all three members of the Great Heathen Army will be legal for this match, going up against the FAM and TNT.
Yep, and now we know that Tobias and possibly Marco Hendricks are looking at those NGW Tag Team Championships.
Yes. No matter who comes out of that, it seems like PYT looking to regain the NGW Tag Team.
They said, you know, PYT was the first ever NGW Tag Team Championships. They did lose that NGW Tag Team Championships. It was in a match when the executive order cashed in their right to fight against TJ and Tobias. It was Playboy and Joker in that match. An executive order walked away with the NGW Tag Team Championships. So PYT is looking to get that loss victory back and get those titles again.
All right, PYT is going to get those titles. But man, it's going to be just an absolutely fun night. Next Saturday, 9 days away. Make sure to get your tickets, ngw.ticketleap.com.
Hey, you know, next Thursday when we go live, we will be 2 days away from Madness.
I know. Like we said, you know, each time we do this, it's like, seems so far away, and then it sneaks up on us, and then we're like, it's that weekend. And
yep. Oh, I got a surprise for next week.
Oh, you got a surprise.
I got a surprise for next week.
Who's the surprise for?
Well, It's involving our guest next week.
Oh.
I have a very special guest next week. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
We have to keep an eye out for that announcement.
Yep.
But I want to thank everyone for joining us here this week. I also want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muscoota, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon. Scott, do you have anything before we go?
Nope, nothing I can think of.
All right. Well, everybody, have a good week. Scott, I'll see you again next week. I got to message Donde, see what he's bothering me about for this weekend. But everybody, yeah.
You have fun with that. At least it's not my weekend.
Yeah. All right, but everybody have a good week. We will see you next week right here, 7 o'clock. Thank you very much for joining us.